Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yeah, we have made it. It's still nice, by the way. It's 67 degrees. Can you believe this? A little windy. But 67 this weekend is looking nice into the 70s. Next week, it's going to be a little different. But this weekend is still looking pretty good. Now, I told you on Sunday there's some good stuff happening, right? The Richmond Jewish Food Festival. Looking forward to that. If you haven't checked out the menu, by the way, I did post it over on my social media. And you should check it out to see what's available. Come out and just eat well and support a great cause. But also, something that deserves your attention. It's not going to be nearly as delicious. And it's going to cause you to think and be angry and concerned. And these are all things you have to be, given what it is that we're talking about. But an anniversary commemorating Kristallnacht. And it is local, and I'm happy to say that two of the folks who are involved in it, Alex and Arena, are joining us to give us a few details and find out if we can just attend. Do we need to get tickets? All of that sort of stuff. Alex, Arena, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting us. My name is Alex Keisch, and I'm a Holocaust survivor. I'm the last remaining living survivor of my family of four. And Rena has her story as well.
Yeah. Now, Alex, I want you to share a little bit here. And, of course, Rena, I want you to share as well. The idea that you are here, that you survived the Holocaust, the very last family member. Alex, just paint the picture. And what was the role of Kristallnacht in getting that ugly ball rolling?
Okay. There are some scholars that believe the start of the Holocaust was when Hitler was selected as premier of Germany. That was January 30th, 1933. However, others feel that Kristallnacht was really the turning point. Hitler, like the Pied Piper of Hamelin, would play his hypnotic pipe and the German people would follow. But he did not have a critical mass of people behind him to do what he wanted to do. And using the excuse of one young Jewish boy assassinating a Nazi official in Paris, France, he then typed up the German people, and in one crazy, wilding night, more glass was broken, more people were smashed in their heads. There were 99 people that were killed. There were more people killed in other instances in other spheres. Why is this so important to remember Kristallnacht? And the reason is because after Kristallnacht, Hitler had a concentration of people behind him to allow him to do what he chose to do. So we commemorate this terrible night of wilding and destruction. There were 99 people were killed. Hundreds of synagogues were desecrated and burned and destroyed. We consider our Torahs to be sacred and living entities, and they also were destroyed as well. To give you an idea of the total destruction, Kristallnacht is a German word that means night of the broken glass is the full translation. How complete was the destruction? Well, Belgium was the number one plate glass producing country in the world. And had they stopped all their production just to replace the glass that was broken this one night, it would take them one full year. Yeah. My mother and father were both partisans, hiding from and fighting the Germans. My twin and I were carried in utero for 9 months while my mother was doing this, and we were born at the very end of this horrible time in the world in Plaszów, the concentration camp that Schindler drew his Jews from. We are the oldest Holocaust memorial site in North America, and yet we seem to be a well-kept secret here in Richmond, our own hometown.
Yeah.
That's where the site is, Emek Shalom.
Yeah. Well, Alex, we're going to talk about what is going to happen, where it is, and how do we attend. I want to get Irina in as well, because as you say, she has her own story related to this. Irina, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having us, Jeff. We so appreciate it, and we really are encouraged and heartened by the chance to spread the word to the community. As Alex discussed, this is such a vital commemoration, and it was the complicity that surrounded that pogrom and that event that allowed the Holocaust to go forward. And so Emek Shalom's mission is to make sure that we are paying attention and that our commitment to never again is loud and our community comes forward and, you know, that we are clear about the current quite challenging times that we're in, but that we are here to stand strong and steadfast in our resolve.
Yes, and we
quite
want
challenging.
Other people.
I don't mean to cut you off, but quite challenging is the understatement, right? I mean, let's not kid it.
Yes.
Since October the 7th, 2023, we have seen such a huge increase in apologists for the Holocaust, people who are saying not enough was done, brutal, ugly anti-Semitism and Jew hatred, the likes of which I have not seen in my lifetime. So, Alex, you said this is the best-kept secret. I mean, where is this memorial? When does it take place? How do we get involved?
Well, what we do is we have the service on the nearest Sunday to the anniversary. November 9th and 10th, 1938 was the occasion. Mm-hmm. This year, Sunday, November 9th, this coming Sunday, at 2 o'clock, we're inside of Forest Lawn Cemetery, and if you all know where the Richmond Raceway Complex is, then you know where Forest Lawn is. It's right near there, just off of Laburnum Avenue.
Okay.
462 names on a memorial wall, and these are people who were murdered for the crime of being a Jew during the Second World War, and they all are related to people that are living in Central Virginia and its environs.
Wow.
And Jeff, there are no tickets. We welcome the entire community to attend. It's a beautiful service. It pays homage to our survivors, to the legacies of those names on the memorial. We learn the history each year of a family member, and we have this year as our keynote speaker, Tal Bahar, who's our community emissary from Israel. Mm-hmm. Again, speaking to what you said, the staggering rise in anti-Semitism and Jew hatred that we are confronting. We have beautiful musical performances, including Susan Greenbaum and Jakub Tolczynski, a local violinist, so that it really is an integrative, beautiful service that is solemn, but is also heartening in seeing the community come together and rally together at this time.
Every year we have a theme. This year it's remembrance, resolve, resilience. Mm-hmm. And as part of that theme, on our program, we have pictures of a sabra, which is a tough cactus that grows in Israel. It's also named for people born in Israel.
I wasn't sure which way you were going, Alex, because some of us are quite fond of the sabras. You know, those are folks you don't mess around with.
That's exactly right. And this young woman is tough. Every person in Israel is ex-IDF.
Yeah.
And something I learned just recently is that nobody goes to officer school. You start as a private and work your way up.
Yeah.
And we're going to have Jay Ipsen, who's the founder of the Holocaust Museum. His daughter will be one of our flag bearers. We have post 144. of the VFW, who will be our flag bearers for our commencement of the ceremony. And we have a beautiful rendition of Taps, live Taps, by a wonderful bugler. His name is Robert Tucker from Post 144. We want everybody to come.
Yeah, I fully intend to be there, and I'm telling people, for those of us that are Jewish, of course, we have a natural pull. I'm just back from Israel and saw up close and personal before all of these peace agreements came about what was going on. So on a personal basis, as somebody who lost family members in the Shoah, who grew up living next to, I'll never forget them, Mr. and Mrs. Barg, who were survivors of the camps, It's important on so many levels to me on a personal basis, but for our greater community, including so many who are not Jewish, but understand the threat to the Jewish community now is the threat to their community, perhaps in the future. I want to make sure that they are aware of this and that they're going to come, and that afterwards, I've suggested that everybody afterwards go to the Richmond Jewish Food Festival for a little pick-me-up, a little nosh, a little opportunity to see that Am Yisrael Chai really does mean something. So, Alex, Irina, whoever it is that wants to take a 2 p.m. this Sunday, Forest Lawn Cemetery, but is there a particular entrance or a street address? I mean, are there details? Will we know where you are when we show up?
2000 Pilot Lane is your guide. That's the main entrance.
Okay.
From there, look for the office for the cemetery. We're not far from the office for the cemetery.
Okay.
And there's every Jewish event, we have to have a large police presence. Yeah. There will be a police presence there. So these are all things to look for, and the people that are parked there, you'll recognize it right away. We want people outside the Jewish community as well.
Absolutely.
Because we need everybody involved to stifle this hate, this awful, unspecific hate. I often give lectures and talks about the Holocaust, and people try to reason why this happened. Why is it that so many people hate Jews, dislike Jews? And by the way, I don't use the term anti-Semite, because there are other Semites around. Jew hatred is what it is. It's very specifically, very harsh, very cold, but this is what it is. And sometimes the reason for this hatred is there is no reason. I can ask you all a question that you know the answer to, but very few people will voice it. And this tells you something about our subliminal thoughts, what's in our subconscious. I've tried this even in Denmark. I had occasion to visit a friend there who'd never been in America. Now, if I say to you and your audience, please finish the sentence for me. The only good Indian is a...
Yeah,
and I leave it there.
Dead. Yeah, you know that. I mean, that's exactly,
right. But yep. are you really believe? No, it's just there.
That's
unfortunately, what happens is, for whatever reason, that ugly hate comes out from underneath the rocks they've been hiding, and they put this hate into action.
Yeah. It is such a powerful thing. And Alex, I'm grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that you are sharing these things. Irina, of course, so flattered that you guys could take a couple of moments here. And both of you spot on for those of us who have tried to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Explain, this is Jew hatred, and this is
yes. This
is ugly on every level, and it is active. That's the thing. This is not something that happened 100 years ago. This is not something that goes into the history books. This is something that, unfortunately, is alive and well and thriving in the year 2025.
Yes. And Rena, by the way, she was leaving her native Ukraine when it was part of the Soviet Union, the last epithet that she heard and heard often while she was growing up was, "You dirty little Jew." Mm. Not whispered, spoken, loudly, proudly. Yep. It's awful.
Irina, I want to hear. We got another moment or two. Can you share some of your story? You're leaving Ukraine, and you should know. Growing up in a mostly Jewish neighborhood in Philadelphia, we had plenty of folks who were violent Jew haters. I can't tell you how many times I was called a, quote, dirty Jew bastard. That was the term of endearment by some of the local thugs there. But I guess it is what it is. So when did you leave Ukraine and how did you make it here?
So we were part of the movement for Soviet Jewry that we were so fortunate to have the American Jewish community advocate for us to allow us to be able to leave the former Soviet Union. And in 1990, when I was a child, we immigrated here with my family through the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society program that allowed for refugees to come here at the time. And my family itself, once you get to Eastern European families who have come here pretty recently, you will learn that their, unfortunately, family trees contain many limbs that were severed during the Shoah. And so my father was a Holocaust survivor. My grandparents were murdered in the Holocaust, and their names are etched on Emek Shalom, as are so many names of people whose final resting places will forever be unknown, but they have a spot here at the service to be commemorated, to be remembered, so that their legacies and their memories can go on.
Wow, it's beautiful. Alex, Irina, thank you for being here. I personally will look forward to seeing each of you on Sunday. We will keep reminding people throughout the course of this afternoon and get it up on social media that 2000 Pilot Lane is where they should head. It is Forest Lawn Cemetery. 2 p.m. is the beginning of this.
2 p.m.
Yep, get there a little early.
And tell John Reed that I voted for him early, but they would not let me vote for him more than once. Sorry about that.
There's a Philadelphia-Chicago attitude, vote early, vote often. Yeah, it doesn't quite work.
Yes.
The machine is alive and well.
That's right. Well, we will see you Sunday. Thank you so much for being here. Alex and Irina, great people. I would urge you Sunday, go to this ceremony. I'm trying to think. I've been there before. I'm going to say it's an hour. That's it. Tops. But it is meaningful. It is educational. And then you think I'm joking. I'm serious. Germ, you know I'm joking. I don't joke about food, man. There's some important stuff. You go to this ceremony, you feel things, you learn things, you see things, you're interacting with some of the finest people. And then what I want you to do is I want you to go get and eat Seriously, I want you to go to the Richmond Jewish Food Festival afterwards, because so many of the same people who are there at the ceremony will be at the Richmond Jewish Food Festival at KBI on Patterson Avenue. Go there. See that Jews, we are alive. That's what Am Yisrael Chai means. The Jewish people will survive. And a lot of us are in, all in on that. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.